At least 24 tourists have been killed after gunmen opened fire in a popular resort town in Indian-administered Kashmir, in what authorities have condemned as the deadliest civilian attack in the region in years. The attack took place on Tuesday in the scenic town of Pahalgam, around 90 kilometers, 55 miles, from Srinagar, the region's main city. Officials described it as a terror act, with the death toll still being confirmed as rescue operations continue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi condemned the killings, promising justice. "Their evil agenda will never succeed. Our resolve to fight terrorism is unshakable, and it will get even stronger," he said. A senior police officer, speaking anonymously, described the incident as a massacre. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but it follows a long history of insurgency in the Muslim-majority region. Rebel groups have sought independence or a merger with Pakistan since 1989. Witnesses described chaotic scenes as gunfire rang out. Local tour guide Wahid told AFP he used a horse to help evacuate the wounded. "I saw a few men lying on the ground looking like they were dead," he said. Authorities have not released the identities of the victims, but confirmed most were domestic tourists. Medics in Anantnag, a nearby district, treated multiple victims, including at least two with gunshot wounds and one with a neck injury. India's Interior Minister Amit Shah announced he was flying to the site and vowed the harshest consequences for those responsible. "Those involved in this dastardly act of terror will not be spared," he said in a statement. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah labeled the attack as unprecedented in its brutality. "The perpetrators of this attack are animals, inhuman and worthy of contempt," he said. Former Chief Minister Mahbooba Mufti condemned what she initially reported as a five-person fatality count. "I strongly condemn the cowardly attack on tourists in Pahalgam," she said. Rahul Gandhi, leader of the opposition Congress Party, described the incident as heartbreaking and urged the government to accept accountability. "The whole country is united against terrorism," he said. The incident comes just one day after Prime Minister Modi met with U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, currently on a diplomatic tour of India. Pahalgam, known for its natural beauty, is a prominent summer retreat, drawing millions of visitors annually. In 2024 alone, the region saw around 3.5 million tourists. The government has heavily promoted Kashmir as a safe and vibrant destination, particularly since revoking its special autonomy in 2019. Despite the increased presence of security forces, estimated at around 500,000 personnel, sporadic violence persists. India continues to accuse Pakistan of supporting armed groups behind the unrest. Islamabad denies the allegations, stating it supports Kashmiri's right to self-determination. The last major civilian attack occurred in 2000, when 36 people were killed.